It's Jem. The time is 9:37, and I am getting my lazy butt out of bed, going to take a shower, and getting over there to the hospital to visit Jules. She seems to be much more lucid today. They say around 10, they're going to get her up out of bed, and I'm hoping to be there for that, so I really have to get ready quick.
Let me first apologize for my voice. You know, they have a tube sticking down your trachea just to make sure that they get all the oxygen into you they can, but it really tears your throat up. I don't mean physically tears it up, but it really irritates it. And so I've been talking like Barry White with a cold past 36 hours, but I'm feeling great. I'm feeling so happy. There are only two things really that have really bothered me, and one of them is my throat. I have to eat ice, pretty much constantly crushed ice. And the other one is that for the first X hours, like day, you're lying flat on your back. You can't move to the side. You can't turn to the side. You can't do anything. You're just lying flat on your back, and it starts to hurt. I took a couple of Tylenol. By the way, I'm not on any kind of morphine, and I feel fine. The Tylenol even helps you take care of the little aches and pains you have. So I'm just lying here deliriously happy as to what's happened with me, making incoherent conversation with people. That day after, you're just not on the top of your game.
No.
I had several people. In fact, I had a nurse come in, and she was really worried that I think she probably thought I had a stroke or something. She said, "What are you in here for?" And I didn't think that was the time to joke. You know, like, I'm going to have a baby the day after tomorrow. You know, I didn't think that was it, because she was already really concerned about the state of my mental health. But we got through it, and now it's just all these medical personnel coming in and visiting me, and I love to see them, and they take such good care of me. And of course, Jem's here, and Jem's taking very good care of me. I'm just the luckiest girl in the world. I'm just so lucky. And yes, my throat hurts a little, but they've propped me up now so that my back doesn't hurt nearly as much. I'm just so happy, because all I have to do now is get my legal name changed, and that's everything. I've checked off every box. I know that was a long description, but I know there are also people in this audience and this among these listeners who are contemplating having, say, what I had, which was a vulva vaginoplasty. Doctor, again, doesn't like it when you call it something else, so it's a vulva vaginoplasty. And she's so nice. She's so sweet. I just want to encourage everybody who set this up that, at least in my experience, it wasn't nearly hard as they say. Now, I've got some bad parts coming up in front of me, but obviously the worst is behind me, so.
And your job today is to eat a lot of ice chips and stand up twice.
Yeah, they've already had me standing up once, and then in 3 more hours at 3 o'clock, they're going to have me standing up again. And I think we're going to be taking a walk tomorrow.
Yes.
And it makes me very happy.
Getting ready for discharge the day after.
Getting ready for discharge the day after. Jem is going back first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just a beautiful feeling for me. And there is morphine if you need it. I just haven't felt that I needed it.
So you feel emotionally?
I'm just so thrilled. Mm-hmm. I'm just so happy. I mean, my feeling is people who, I mean, go as far as to really take definite steps toward having this surgery, don't let anybody tell you to call it off. It's so worth it, right? At least it is now, 25 hours into it. I just can't recommend it enough.
How's your dysphoria?
Well, the only dysphoria I have left, because of the COVID thing, the electrologist and I couldn't see each other for 2 or 3 months. And so I never got my face done, not very much. And so I'm going to need to do that. And that's the only dysphoria I have left. The other dysphoria, what was dysphoria, has turned to elation. And I just feel so happy. I just feel so happy about this.
Having watched you struggle with it for as long as I've known you, it's really so nice. What a change it is to see you
beaming.
You beaming, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So excited.
You know, I had my tonsils taken out when I was like 9 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember beaming when they removed those. I just can't wait to heal and to wear clothes I want to wear.
Yes. You have all those bathing suits now.
I have several bathing suits.
You can wear this summer. You need more eyes?
I think I have a bunch of this little picture.
Yes.
Yes, I do. So for the time being, I'm okay. So it's still really packed up. I'm not talking about inside the vagina. I'm talking about the area outside. And they've taken off a whole lot of the packing and the wrapping. You still can't identify what's underneath. There's still a lot more to come, but it's just really nice. As I said, I think the worst part of it is lying flat on your back for 24 hours.
You were asleep most of the time.
And I was asleep most of that time. You know, we tried putting rolled up towels under my back. We tried just a simple pillow under there. We tried everything, and some worked better than others. I think that what helped the most was the Tylenol. I hope I'm not boring our listeners, but I just know that there are a lot of people in here who expect to go through it either as support or actually go through the surgery. Mm-hmm. And my take is certainly going to be different from everybody else's, but this is my take. I think your attitude has a whole lot to do with it.
Well, there's a reason we call you Mary Sunshine.
I guess. Dr. McGinn said your attitude is... talk about it later.
Hi.
All right, how are you?
All right.
She had to come in and make sure that no one had taken the morphine drip, I think.
Well, so yeah, I hope I'm not boring people, but I think people want to know what the experience is. Mm-hmm. And if the worst part of it is having to lie flat on your back for 24 hours, then all I can say is it's really worth it. On Monday, I'll go to Dr. McGinn's office for the unwrapping. We'll see what happens then.
That'll really be Christmas morning.
That'll be Christmas morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although the weirdest sensation, a couple times I have just kind of coughed out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it. And that was when I could feel the vagina. And I assume the vagina is like clasping against the packing. But that was a nice feeling.
Yeah, now you feel like you have something inside you. That's different.
Yeah. I have yet to say to the packing, oh yes, oh yes, oh God, yes, give it to me, baby, oh yes.
I don't think the packing cares.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right.
I don't think it would appreciate that the way that some other people might.
Right.
If you think about it, can you move anything down there?
Doing Kegels.
What?
I'm doing Kegels.
Oh, okay.
I can't identify things, though.
Yeah, all the nerves are all scrambled there.
The nerves are scrambled, and I feel what I identify this particular nerve I'm paying attention to right now as belonging to something that is not there anymore, so.
Right. I mean, who gets a new body part after, you know, like.
Right. After 30, for that matter.
Yeah. It's just cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to get home and start really healing.
Eating food.
Oh my God, food. I forgot about food. So I will have been almost an entire week without solids by the time if I can have something to eat Saturday morning, I will have been almost a full week opiate. Have been 6.5 days without any solid food.
Gosh. Just thinking about that makes me dizzy.
Yeah.
We're going to stand again, okay?
Don't sit down.
Don't sit down.
That's the one I
remember. No sitting. No sitting.
One, do you feel
two,
the floor?
Three, up. No sitting. You were sitting. No sitting. Well, you're going to shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff over to me.
Yep. Shimmy.
With the walker,
yeah. Now you're going to back up a little bit. Just in case. Good. Okay. Now, how are you feeling?
Good is a little bit of a stretch.
Oh, come on now.
All right. So how are we getting back into bed?
She doesn't know. I think we're all in trouble.
You're going to use your arms, remember, and you're going to lean yourself in using your upper body. Yep, yes. That way. And then we're going to help with your legs.
All right.
One, two, just like three. That. Just like that. No sitting, right?
Right.
Oh, nice. All the way, so that's good.
Scoot your bottom over a tiny bit that way. Right there, you're perfect.
No, you're only left.
You did good. Very good. I'm going
to
slide this one under your bottom. Perfect, right there is good.
I just did the urge to get up and brush the back of your hair.
Tomorrow we can brush hair.
Okay.
And you feeling a little better? What I will tell you is everything is very secured. Because Dr. McGinn loves to put like 1,001 knots.
Yeah, okay, good. So
you know, you can't like cough anything out.
Okay.
If that's what you're worried
about. Yeah, I was worried about stuff.
No. Trust me. She does good.
It's the last time I am leaving the hospital. After having spent the day with Jules and part of the day dragging all of our her recovery stuff back from the Airbnb. But I'm gonna talk to her on FaceTime tonight and probably record that as well. Really, we've been treated beautifully here. I can't recommend it highly enough. Couldn't figure out why the elevator wasn't coming. It turns out I didn't push the button. I think that's something you have to do to make the elevator come.
Going down.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks.
Thank
so much.
You.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Goodbye, fancy ass hospital. Alright, so Jules and I have said goodbye until she comes back to beep in 10 days, and she's got a lot of healing to do between now and then, but the nurse came and checked her out while I was in there, and she said everything looks great. They are letting her have some clear liquids now because she farted. Rad. I don't get a prize when I fart, but whatever. So she got some of her favorite soda. I gotta say it was a great experience, and I recommend them. They really treated us really, really well. How many times have we said that? This could be a friggin' ad for Capital Health, but anyway, I'm on my way back to the Airbnb. It is now 8:50 p.m. I just got off the phone with Jules. She is resting very comfortably. They've given her the go-ahead for all the clear liquids, so she's got a ton of them. She's had a sparkling water and a grape juice, and what else did she say? Oh, like a lemon ice, and she's feeling really good. Still not in pain, and she was dozing off as I was FaceTiming with her, so it's good. Currently folding my clean clothes, getting ready to get on the plane early tomorrow morning. We will update you soon with her progress again. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. If you'd like to leave a review or rating, we would really appreciate that. Thanks!